Audio generation. Consumer 12. 1.
I am Liam. When you decide where to keep your money, you are not just picking a building. You are choosing a business model. Today, we are analyzing the four major types of financial institutions in Canada.
I am Maya. I will show you why being a member of a credit union is fundamentally different from being a customer at a bank. It is all about who owns the profit.
I am Chloe. I will break down the near banks, like trust and mortgage companies, that handle the specialized parts of your financial life that big banks sometimes miss.
And I am Noah. We will look at brokerage firms, the gateways to the stock market, and how they allow you to grow your wealth through investing. Let us start with the giants, the big banks.
In Canada, the financial landscape is dominated by the big banks. These are federally regulated for-profit corporations owned by shareholders. Because they are so large, they offer a massive range of products, from basic checking accounts to complex international business loans. The major pro of using a big bank is convenience. They have thousands of branches and automated teller machines across the country. Their technology is usually the most advanced, with apps that let you deposit checks or pay bills in seconds. However, the con is that because they must provide a profit to their shareholders, they often have higher monthly fees and less flexibility for individual needs. You are a customer, not an owner, and that matters when you are looking for personalized advice or fee waivers.
If you want a different experience, you should look at credit unions and Caisse's Populaires. These are financial cooperatives. Unlike banks, they are not-for-profit organizations owned by their members. To join, you usually buy a small share, often for as little as $5. This makes you a part owner with a vote in how the institution is run. The pro of a credit union is that they prioritize service over profit. They often offer lower fees, higher interest on savings, and more flexible lending for people in their local community. The profits they make are reinvested into better rates for you or into local charities. The con is that they are usually smaller and localized to one province. If you travel across Canada, you might not find a physical branch of your specific credit union, though many share a massive fee-free network of automated teller machines. For many, the human touch and community focus are worth the smaller scale.
Now, let us look at the near banks. These are institutions like trust companies and mortgage loan companies. They are called near banks because they do many things banks do, but they have specialized roles. Trust companies are legally allowed to act as trustees, meaning they can manage money and assets for other people, such as for a minor who has inherited money, or for a complex estate after someone passes away. Mortgage companies focus almost entirely on lending money for property. The pro of using a near bank is their deep expertise in these niche areas. If you have a very specific financial situation, like a complicated family trust, a big bank might refer you to their trust division or an independent trust company. The con is that they don't usually offer everyday checking accounts or the wide variety of consumer products you find at a bank or credit union. They are specialized tools for specific jobs.
When you are ready to stop just saving and start investing, you will need a brokerage firm. These institutions act as the middleman between you and the stock market. There are two main types. Full-service brokerages provide you with a dedicated advisor who does research for you and helps you pick stocks and bonds. The pro is that you get professional expertise. The con is that the fees and commissions are very high. On the other hand, discount or online brokerages allow you to trade yourself through a website or app. The pro here is the low cost. Often only a few dollars per trade. The con is that you have to do all the research yourself. Brokerage firms in Canada are regulated by the Canadian Investment Regulatory Organization to ensure they follow strict ethical rules. Understanding the difference between these firms is vital because it determines how much of your investment growth stays in your pocket versus being paid out in fees.
So, how do you choose? A consumer with a critical eye looks at three things: access, cost, and service. If you move around a lot for work or school, the national reach of a big bank might be your best bet. If you value community and want lower fees, a credit union is likely your home. If you have specific assets to manage, you call a trust company. And when you want to build a long-term portfolio, you find the right brokerage firm. A major tip for high school students is to look at online-only banks, which are often subsidiaries of big banks but offer no-fee checking accounts. This gives you the tech of a big bank without the monthly cost. Being aware of these alternatives allows you to build a financial foundation that fits your specific lifestyle, instead of just following the crowd.
Finally, remember that all of these institutions are part of a very safe Canadian financial system. Whether it is the Canada Deposit Insurance Corporation protecting your bank balance, or provincial insurance protecting your credit union deposits, your money is safe. The real risk is not the institution failing. It is choosing the wrong one for your needs and losing hundreds of dollars a year in unnecessary fees or missed interest. Motivation comes from knowing that you are in the driver's seat. You are the consumer, and these institutions are competing for your business. Use that power to find the one that treats you like a partner, not just a number. Take a look at the comparison table in the lesson below to see the current fee structures of the Big Five banks versus local credit unions. It is a real eye-opener that will help you make a smart choice for your first adult account.
We have covered a lot today about the pillars of our financial world. From the corporate power of the big banks to the member-driven heart of the credit unions and the specialized expertise of near banks and brokerages, you now have a map of the entire system. Understanding these roles is the first step in developing that critical eye as a consumer. Don't just settle for the bank your parents use. Do the research and find the institution that matches your values and your goals. We're excited to see you take control of your financial future with this new knowledge. Keep exploring the chapter for more details on the regulations that keep these institutions in check. We will see you in the next video as we continue to build your financial literacy skills. Good luck with your studies.
Previous lesson, back to course.